I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. Hustle pa talaga yan o hassle na? What's the difference between those two and how do you know which one would work for you? Ano ang ibig sabihin niya mga yan? Ano ang limitations? Ano ang mga fine lines in between? Pag-usapan natin yan in this new Get Hired Podcast episode. All right, and welcome to another episode of Get Hired. Last week, we had someone special come over sa ating podcast. None other than Ron Bationg, ang founder and CEO of Podcast Network Asia, which is a company that helps us put up all these content for you, both the Get Hired podcast that you're listening to right now and the Trying Hard podcast, which is my baby. And you talked about how important the hustle culture is, sabihin na natin, when it comes to achieving your dreams at a, say, faster pace, but only with the right people. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, pwede niyong balikan, yun yung episode before this episode, but today we're going to talk about something na medyo hawig or along the lines of that. The podcast kasi of Ron, at nag-guest din ako doon, by the way, so if you want to listen to that, go ahead and visit yung kanyang podcast. It's called Hustle Share. So ang spelling nun, of course, is H-U-S-T-L-E. Pero when we talk about our hustles, medyo katunog niya kasi yung word na hassle, which is H-A-S-S-L-E. And the truth is, a lot of people who hustle end up with just hassle in the end if they don't, again, set certain boundaries or if they don't pre-plan what they want to achieve dun sa kanilang hustle. So yun yung pag-uusapan natin in this podcast episode. But before we do that, let's define yung mga terms muna. When we talk about hustle, H-U-S-T-L-E, the dictionary definition would be along the lines of a gig or parang ano ba, discarte. Well, hindi naman discarte exactly, no? Pero parang side gigs or things that you do extra pa than your usual work. Yung word din na hustle, meron din siyang roots sa negative na meaning or negative na connotation. Kasi when people say na, oh, he hustled you, ang ibig sabihin nun, niloko ka. Or basically, napaniwala ka sa isang bagay that isn't true. But these days, again, 21st century internet generation, when you talk about hustle, it's more about doing extra things, okay, on top of the things that you're expected to do in order for you to carve out a place for yourself in the world. And that is going to be our definition for the word hustle, H-U-S-T-L-E. Kumaga sa akin, ang hustle ko would be maliban sa content creation, I do gigs, speaking gigs, I host events, of course, I do a lot of, ano ba? Ngayon, sa panahon ngayon, I do a lot of consultation work for companies, individuals who also want to use social media for their career or their business. Yun yung hustle ko kasi that enables me to do something for my actual na purpose or passion. Now, ano naman yung pinagkaiba niya sa hassle? Let's first talk about the things that we get from it. Okay, things that we get from our hustle. Kasi I think ang isa sa pinakamalaking difference at medyo obvious din para sa karamihan, that would be the instant na definition ng hassle eh. Yung when you do things pero wala namang return or you don't get anything from it. So that would be yung una na pagkakaiba niyan. Hassle siya If you do a lot of things, it's extra work with no benefits or no gain. Ano ba yung mga gain na yan or yung mga benefits na yan that we can get when we hustle? Of course, there's financial gain. Diba? Kung kunwari meron kang full-time paying job pero gusto mo ng extra money on the side to maybe invest on yourself, or kung gusto niyo bumalik sa eskwelahan kaya nag-iipon kayo ng tuition, which is kind of what I did before. Kung kayo ay nag-iipon para sa future din ninyo kasi you know that your salary isn't enough to sustain you and you want to be able to retire early. Of course, we do yung what it takes, di ba? We take extra jobs here and there. We learn new skills. Kumukuha tayo ng mga business opportunities. Yun yung hustle. Again, people do it for financial gain. Now, another na nakukuha natin when we hustle is, sabihin na natin mental gain or mental stimulation. Diba? Kasi when you hustle, when you do things outside of your regular job, ang nangyayari is nasistimulate yung utak natin. We learn new things from mentors na nasa labas ng field natin. We learn new skills. Or even if we don't learn new skills, we master the skills that we already have. So again, merong mental gain, merong mental stimulation, may mental na benefits yung pag-hustle. At hindi lang yung kumbaga, nakapagtrabaho na ako, uwi na ako, and then I'll tune out or I'll just keep playing games or I'll just keep wasting the rest of my time. Okay, so I would say that, again, people hustle for mental gain. Now, the third thing would be people hustle for emotional gain. Okay, and sa akin, because I am a believer, for spiritual gain as well. Kasi ang emotional gain, I would say, would be the things that are quite intangible. You get joy when you do things kasi you're passionate about it or because these are things that make you, sabi nga ni Attorney Janet Villa, one of my mentors, come alive or feel alive. No? These are things that spark something within your soul. So that's the kind of emotional gain, spiritual gain that we have when we hustle. Kasi kung hindi, if we just, again, work to live, minsan nga, live to work pa nga, then that may be, parang something na hindi natin makukuha. No, yung ganong klaseng satisfaction. We also hustle for peace. Kasi one thing na I would be able to testify to is when you don't work on your purpose, when you don't work on what you're supposed to do or what you were designed to do, merong feeling na parang may something wrong. But when you are able to take a step, no matter how tiny that step is, towards your purpose or your bigger na advocacy here in this world, and it matters, it gives you a sense of peace. So again, that's something else. It also gives you motivation. For example, sa akin, again, I have to say yes to certain things, no? I would do a gig here and there, a lot of things for extra income so I can, you know, buy equipment for Team Laika. I can pay Team Laika's staff. I can provide for them and their family kahit papaano. And of course, we're building the team out. My dreams tayo of having a studio of our own. All of these things, I know na I hustle because I want that to happen. Kasi if we are going to rely on just what we get from, sabihin na natin, AdSense, hindi siya magiging enough. Okay? So again, pero, ang maganda dun is that yung hustle ko, it gives me motivation. It makes me want to do more things kasi I know it's going to build up to something else, something bigger in the future. Okay, so yun yung emotional gain, sabihin natin, when it comes to hustling. Now, the thing is, when it's hassle na, okay, hindi na hustle, hassle, kung hassle na, you don't get any of these. Okay, hassle na siya when wala nang ang financial gain. Okay, kasi volunteer work nga siya, and that's okay, no? Pero paano kung wala nang financial gain? Wala pang emotional gain. Wala pang mental gain. Anong ibig sabihin, no? Nag-volunteer ako for an organization coach, tapos puro stress ang nakukuha ko. It's forcing me to do things that I'm not comfortable with. I'm working with people na hindi aligned with me ang values. I'm starting to make a little compromise here and there. So now you feel guilty pa on top of it. Kung ganun na yung feeling, again, walang benefit, walang gain for extra work, extra stress, emotional investment, then hindi na hustle yan. Hassle na yan. If it's keeping you from things that you would normally do before you started it, hindi na hustle yan. Hassle na yan. Okay? Kung yung ating hustle is what's keeping us from performing well sa work, kaya hindi ka tuloy ma-promote kasi ang divided ng attention mo kasi inuubos mo din sa pagbebenta ng products or inuubos mo yung oras mo sa mga projects na hindi naman nagma-matter that much, edi hindi na yun hustle, hassle na yun. Okay, so again, think about that. Think about the things that we get from this. Now again, hindi lang enough yung financial gain because I do know a lot of people who would work a 9-to-5 job so that they have the freedom to volunteer or to invest in other people those remaining hours. So many people I know don't do things that they do for financial gain. Ako personally, I would be confident in saying that that's the same for me. Kasi yung financial gain, ano na yan, medyo secondary na yan to my priority, which is emotional gain, sa totoo lang, motivation, joy, and the peace of knowing na I'm moving towards my purpose. And of course, yung mental stimulation. Pero, kung wala na nga financial, wala pa tong lahat ng ito, maybe it's time to start rethinking things. Okay, that's my take on that. Pero that's just kind of halfway point ng ating discussion na ito. But before we do that, let's just pause for a quick break, okay? Up, wait lang. Bago tayo magpatuloy sa episode nito, let me just talk to you about something that helps me create the content that I put out here sa Get Hired and sa Trying Hard Podcast. If you're an aspiring podcast creator and you want to get started, one of the tools that could help you is Podmetrics. All you have to do is to sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code GETHIRED, one word yan, all caps. Again, the code is GETHIRED, one word, all capital letters. And that way, you can learn more about how it works and also help support this channel. And if you're an advertiser and you're interested to collab with Get Hired, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill out the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. So welcome back sa part 2 ng ating discussion kung hustle ba yan o hassle na. I think this is the next big question. Okay, the next big question is, what do you give out of it? Okay, reframe natin yun ulit. Kanina yung first part ng discussion na to, we were talking about what do you get? And again, if you don't get anything from it, you don't get financial gain, mental gain, emotional or spiritual gain, edi hassle na yan, okay? It's all up to you to sort things out and really be honest with yourself, reevaluate things para malaman mo if it's still worth your time. But the second, and I would argue more important question would be what I said kanina. What do you give out of it? Now, let me just say this, no? The way that we spell those words, very, ano din siya eh, diba? Very revealing din siya if you think about it. Ang hustle kasi is spelled with H-U-S-T-L-E. Okay? So, hustle, us, okay? Us yung nasa gitna. Kumbaga, if you think about it, and again, this is not a direct na gitna ha, kasi iba baka bilangin yung letters. Pero, yung us yung heart nung word na hustle eh. In my opinion. You hustle with the idea of the community. Of us, of people, gaining something then from what you put out. So I think that when it comes to hustle, it's extra work for the gain then of others. The fourth thing that you get when you hustle is you get the chance to give back. You get the chance to give back to your community, give back to your family, to the people who matter to you, and basically just invest in the future of the world, this generation, the next generation. So, yun yung hustle for me. The problem is, okay, if you look at the word hassle naman, yung nasa bandang gitna na word dyan, ASS, okay? So, for those of you who are not familiar with the word ass, di ba? It's another word for a donkey, no? Yung donkey, ang idea is, and again, this is not true naman, no? But donkeys are a bit dumb, di ba? So, you're an ass if say, you don't make the right decisions. Sabihin na lang natin na ganun. So sa akin, hassle siya if it's ass. Ibig sabihin, it's empty. Okay? You're doing it for yourself. It's extra work for selfish gain. Okay? Now, why do I say that? Because so many people succeed in the definition of the world. Okay? Kasi again, iba naman yung definition ng world when it comes to success. sa posibleng definition ninyo. But a lot of people still feel bad about themselves when they hustle, knowing kasi that they are doing this for their own personal na reasons lang or selfish gain lang. We alleviate ourselves of that tension when we understand that the things that we're doing, even if it's super extra na than what we usually do, are things that matter to more people. Things that would be helpful to a bigger na demographic. And again, I say that because that kind of is how I live my life. Ang daming hassle, sa totoo lang, kung titingnan mo siya from the perspective na, okay, ba't ang dami namang effort pero wala namang nakukuhang kapalit? But when I realized na I'm doing it for others, that is when it clicks and when it becomes more meaningful. Kumbaga sa context ko, I could create a video, for example. It'll take me maybe 4 to 6 hours to pre-plan the lesson. It'll take me another 2 hours to record it, another 2 hours to edit it, render it, and post it, and do all the metadata. So usually, di ba sabihin natin, one day, one full day, maybe more, is spent on creating a video. You put it up on YouTube, a few hundred people watch it, sometimes a few thousand people watch it, and sometimes you even get the flack because of it. And if you look at those things, just the number of hours, the number of opportunities I lose as well because I spent my time doing that instead of something else, people would say, eh, wag na lang yan kasi hindi naman bumabalik. Walang gain kabalit nung effort. Hindi siya nagme-make sense. Mathematically, it doesn't make sense. You get a couple of cents, sabihin na natin. And these are literal cents, ha? So, pag pinag-usapan natin yung pera sa YouTube, it's another story for another time, no? So, bariya-bariya for a day's work, di ba? It doesn't make sense. But, because I know that the heart of my hustle is us, is educating people, then that's what makes it worth it. So, I want you to think about it when you think about your hustle. Ito pang hustle mo na ito, are you getting something from it? Is it enabling you to give back then? Because if yes, dun sa dalawang bagay na yon, then you can definitely call that a hustle. Pero, again, if it's a no for both or either of those two things, then baka hassle lang yan. And you may want to think about letting that go and freeing yourself up for other opportunities. You know, one thing that not a lot of people are open to talking about is that eh. Yung fact na when we let things go, when we realize na, okay, itong business, itong side business ko na ito is taking up too much of my time, hindi siya nagsasucceed, I'm not able to give back, I'm starting to cut corners and, you know, overmarket to fool people. When you get to that point, it's always okay to let go. Because you are not just admitting defeat. Kasi yun yung problema eh. Minsan, ayaw mag-let go dun sa hustle kasi feeling mo, ay, natalo ba ako? Kasi hindi ako nag-succeed, kaya nag-quit ako dito. But what you have to understand is when you give up, sabihin na natin, or when you fail even, it's not just a negative thing. It also liberates you from that dead weight, from that hassle that actually takes away yung time ninyo, energy ninyo, emotional na energy ninyo that you can invest in something else. Okay, so just something to think about. Kung hassle na yung ginagawa mo, maybe it's time to look for an actual hustle that could help you and us, all of us. Okay? So yan yung ating episode for today. If you find it hard to say no and you want to dive deeper into this, I have an episode about that on the Trying Hard podcast. All you have to do is to type Trying Hard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcast. Hanapin niyo yung episode na yon. It's called Trying Hard to Say No. That could be a good start. And again, if you want to follow this podcast, hit follow para hindi mamiss yung mga upcoming episodes natin. We will be talking about other job interview tips. Specifically ngayon sa middle ng pandemic na ito, we will be having a lot of hiring managers, business owners, headhunters, sabihin na lang natin, who are looking for people to be on their team para makakuha tayo ng kumbaga tips sa kanila on how you can be part of their company and their industry. Okay? So if you don't want to miss any of those, hit follow. Mag-uusap tayo ulit sa susunod. And again, thank you for listening. If you want to learn more, we have a Facebook page. It's called Get Hired by Team Lyqa. So Get Hired by TAMLYQA. on Facebook. Join the conversation there. And we'd love to hear back from you. All right. Thanks for listening. And as we always say, we are here to help you land your dream job. Kai Nian, we believe in you. We'll talk to you soon.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.